Turn your book, the Bible, to Acts chapter 9, 1 through 6. Oh, man. Praise the Lord. I'll get there in a second here. I'm nervous as I'll get out. Okay, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him to have letters at Damascus to the synagogues, and that if he found any on his way, whether they were men or women, that he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. Oh my. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined about him a light from heaven, and it fell on the earth, and he fell on the earth, and he heard a voice. Remember that voice when you heard it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was that silent voice. Oh, what a blessing that is.
Yes.
And when he said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me, thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? He had to have known it was the Lord right then and there. I mean, that's how I'm taking it. Bless his heart. And thou art said, I am Jesus. Yeah, as him whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against thy pricks. And in the trembling, and has he astonished, and has astonished, said the Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Ain't that something when he tells you, when he'll ask you what to do? And Paul responded that quick. I wish I was that way sometimes. Sometimes I'm not. And, man, I forgot my place. Arise and go to the city, and it shall be told thee what they must do. Saul, he was causing havoc against the disciples of the Lord. Didn't care who, men or women. I don't know. It could have been children too. I don't know. But I don't know. Was he doing it in the name of God? I don't know. He could have been. But how could they see it? How could he see it that way? He was a smart guy. Until that one day when Jesus Christ came upon him. Oh my. And Paul knew who Jesus was, because when he saw Stephen helping, I think Paul was holding the coach, I think. And I don't know. I think it might have affected him then, because he's seen Stephen, bless his heart, and being stoned to death. Oh my. What had to have been, well, Stephen, he was so full of God, he didn't care. Bless his heart. But come on, hit me some more. I'm going home to be with the Lord. But anyway, when he was journeying, and suddenly there shined upon him about a light from heaven. Remember Jesus, the light shined upon you at one time. Praise the Lord. I'm glad for that. Man, it's hot up here. And remember. Wait a minute. The light shined upon him. And when he journeyed with the men who journeyed with Saul, it's like when you're about ready to take that step to give your life to Jesus Christ. I think just as soon as you get up, you're saved. But when you're getting ready to journey, get up and take that journey, nobody else knows. Them other fellas, they didn't know what was going on with Paul. But bless their hearts, they still helped him out. They carried him to wherever he had to go. And when he journeyed speechless, and when these guys were speechless, and the Lord speaks to you to the heart. He sure does. And I'm so glad that day he spoke to me on my to my heart. Praise the Lord for that. And in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with mankind. Strive, I looked up the definition of striving. It means to make efforts. And God will put an effort to get your attention. And I'm thankful for that. Because I can remember years ago when I heard there was a, I used to go to the Nazarene church down there in Erlanger. And that's when I was back in my terrible days. But he always would say, you got to get saved. And that always stuck in my head until I never felt conviction in there to do get saved. But like I said, when I walked into that one church and I felt conviction, not knowing what conviction was, but way back before I knew what conviction was, I would be at work at my first job, and I would hang around people, and I would tell people, hey, I'm not doing that stuff no more. And I don't want to act silly. I don't want to cuss. But sure enough, by the end of the day, I'd be cussing up a storm and carrying on. And but that's just what I did. That was the sinning nature, a part of me. And it's just something I did. And I chewed tobacco for 100 years, and I'm just exaggerating, but I did my best to get rid of that, but I couldn't. And man, I thought, well, I'm an okay guy. All I did when I got home was I fished and hunt, like Ernest E. Bass, fish, hunt. That's all I done. And bless the Lord, I'm thankful that He puts forth that effort and gets my attention. And why, bless his heart. And those who don't say, Lord, just don't mess with me. I'm tired of it. Don't deal with me. I don't want nothing to do with you. Because it says that in Hosea. It says that in Hosea chapter 4, verse 17. Ephraim is joined to idols. Leave him alone. And don't mess with me. He don't want to mess with me. I'm messing with that guy. He don't want nothing to do with me. Okay, that's fine. But that's a terrible state to be in. And you've got to feel miserable. Because I know our pastor a couple of weeks ago talked about John 3:3. And Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. You know, I talk to people a lot of times about being born again. And they just give you that, you know, that look like, okay, whatever. And but it's like I can't remember the I know it's in John, but the natural man knoweth not. Well, no, what was it? Is it the natural man knoweth not the things of God? It's not in John. Yeah, okay. And then when I would talk to people and witness to people about Jesus Christ, and some of them got it, and because some of them I would ask, what do you got to do in order to go to heaven? They would say, you got to be saved. Yeah. I said, well, bless your heart. I said, well, what's keeping you from getting saved, man? And that's when they shut up. And but that's probably what I would do too, you know. But I go through a lot of I didn't even say the title of my message. I'm sorry, Brother Randy. But the title of my message is a little late, but it's called Conversion. And I was reading them. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 and 19, how when Peter and Andrew were casting their nets into the sea, and Jesus walked by. And I'm thinking, what could Jesus say to get their attention? What did he say? Oh, my goodness. For Jesus, and they didn't even know who Jesus was. And for them to say, come follow me, I'm thinking, okay, I'm thinking, oh my gosh. And you think you've got, they gave up their families. Bless their hearts. And they gave, I don't know if they had, I'm sure they had children. But the Lord looked after them. I would think he would. I got all the, I wrote down all the disciples. Like, John and his brother James, when they were doing the same thing. They were fishermen too. And all of the disciples. And Jesus spoke to him. He crossed their paths and he said, come follow me. And that's what we're doing. Yeah. We're following Jesus. I mean, yeah, that's what I want to do. And but that old Judas, man, what an idiot. But because he was at the feet of Jesus Christ and they still didn't care. Oh, because bless his heart. Jesus changed my life forever. He sure did. He did. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm crying. You're all right. Good. Bless his heart. I'm getting the tears up. But when Jesus went on home in Acts chapter 1, verse 11, "You men of Galilee, why you stand here gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus you've taken up from you unto heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." Just like my pastor's preached so many times, 1 Thessalonians, he is coming back. What a day that's going to be, brothers and sisters in Christ. Sinner friend, if you ain't got Jesus in your life, come to Jesus. Christian friend, just keep on keeping on. This ain't going to last much longer. Praise the Lord. And Titus, for the grace of God that it bringeth. My pastor brought that himself this morning in our Sunday school. I said, man, I can use that. I'm not trying to take none of yours. But when you said that, it just clicked in my head. But anyway, but I feel like I don't feel good now about that, sir. But anyway, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all mankind. So thankful for that day. And when my wife passed away, that's a day you never forget. You don't ever forget that. I thought I wasn't going to make it. I mean, sometimes I thought I was putting up a... But I wasn't putting up a front. But I was just... When you seen her on her deathbed, I'm just sorry I'm bringing this up, but I just like the Lord laid it on my heart. When I seen her laying on there, I'm thinking, can I say something? I got to back up. When it was on November 25th, I remember the Bible we put in there. You had her name put on there. The thing about it is, I don't think about my wife as much as I used to. And that's a good thing. Because when I pray, I tell Jesus, tell her I said hello. And but anyway, November 25th, about 4 years ago, I think 5 years ago, I was adjusting Christmas lights on the house. And she would come in, like she always does. She wouldn't say nothing to me. I said, oh, gosh. But I would say hello. I said, how was church? She didn't say nothing to me. I said, oh, man. But anyway, I was adjusting the lights. She come over to me. I got down. I said, what's going on? She said, I got saved. I said, oh, man, what a joy that was. So I went down and hunt down the preacher. I went down and hunt him down. I said, I want you to tell me everything. And I went up to him. I picked him up. And I hugged him. And I was just elated with what happened. But, you know, you pray them years. Miss Noreen, bless your heart. You just keep on in. Well, she's not here, but she can hear me. She just got to keep on keeping on. And it's going to happen, Miss Angie. It's going to happen. You just got to be faithful. I had to pray about 16 or 17 years for her. You just got to stay in the fight. Even though when they will say things to you and tear your shirt off and everything else, keep on. Who cares, man? Just keep on for the Lord. And but anyway, when my wife is getting ready to cross over, it was sad. But, I mean, Brother Rod, you know what I mean. It was just sad. But you're happy in one sense because she's safe. And you. But anyway, I'm tickled to death. She made it over. I'm tickled to death. I'll get to see all my loved ones, but most of all, I'll get to see Jesus Christ. Because it's about him and all those who have gone on before us. That's just an extra treat we'll get to see. And sinner friend, like I said, give your life to Jesus Christ. You'll never regret it. Christian friend, just keep on keeping on for Jesus Christ. You won't go wrong. It's not a bed of roses, but you got to keep on in there. And but praise his name. if I wouldn't do anything different. Jesus Christ is everything to me. And I just think the world of him. And I thank the world of my pastor for him giving me the opportunity to come up here. And I thank the Lord for Brother Lawrence and Brother Jordan, Brother Josh, all my preacher friends, all the preachers that have been here. You can learn so much.